So let's go back to the Gemara Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, and let's take this just to get the facts down step by step. Okay, all right. So start. Okay, so let's start with that. So just to write on the board, what do we see? So then what does the Gemara say? Okay, so the next step in the Gemara, so this is one, okay? Okay, then the Gemara says, what should this be like? It should be like what?
The Vodazara.
Okay? Comparable to a Vodazara, okay? Which therefore would be what? So do you say, keep going?
Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shofek Vizor El Ruach, Omeitz El Yam.
Right. And shofek means what?
Grind.
Okay, so far so good. That's number two. Okay? Now, again, number one is the case of chametz. Okay? This is chametz. Or Avodah Zarah. Okay?
Okay,
now. Number three. Now what does the Gemara say?
Amar Rava Mistabra Vodazara Adiliyam Melach Ka Azla Lo Bay Shrika.
Okay, so Rava says what? Rava says, what does he say?
He says that if you put like a Vodazara in the Yam Melach, it does not need Shrika.
Okay, so I'm gonna, just to make it a little easier, I'm gonna categorize Rava here. Okay, meaning that Rava's saying Shofek Zora, but you wouldn't need Shrika by the Yam. Which is the case you wouldn't need shchika by yam is Rabba's going to say yam melach, okay? Right. No shchika. Why?
Because no one goes there.
Right.
No
one goes there. Okay. No boats.
No one.
But okay. But what?
I want to.
Right. But by chametz.
The chametz will shar naharus kazil by pure.
Yeah, we can't. Okay, shut up.
Can you switch to the green?
Right, one more time. Here, let's start with
Rabba. Isn't there another red one around somewhere?
What does Rabba say? Come on, what does Rabba say? Rabba says no shika.
You don't need to grind the idol.
You don't need to grind the idol because nobody goes to fights.
If it's in the Yamamela. By Vodazara.
Yeah.
Yam Melach, right? Versus yes, pure by chametz, right? Why?
Because boats do go by rivers.
Boats. Is that clear? So Rabba says no shrika by Avodah Zarah because you're throwing Yam Melach and no boats there. Yes, pure by chametz because of boats. That's an A.
Boots.
Okay.
Boots.
What does Rav Yosef say?
Boots.
What about Rav Yosef? That's you. That's your cue. What's Rav Yosef? What's he saying?
Basically, since he says the opposite because by chametz, if you're throwing it, you don't need to do you don't need a piror because the water will disintegrate, will like make it yucky anyways.
Make it yucky. That's a scientific term.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Are we talking scientific terms now?
Fine.
The water
that's
will
fine.
Destroy
its liquid. Right. So the machlokes between Rabbi and Yosef is about which everyone agrees about what? Everyone agrees about Midfar and Zohar al-Ruach, right? Yeah. The only question is, when it comes to Yam, do I have to do Purer / Shchik or not?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Is that clear? So again, according to Rabbi, no Shchik by Avodah Zarah because I'm dumping Yam and Melach. Yes, Purer by Chametz because of the boats. And according to Rabbi Yosef, I have to do Shchik for Avodah Zarah. But no purer by chametz because it's disgusting. It disintegrates in the water. It goes away. Okay. This is very difficult. I mean, what kind of machlokes is this? Because the key thing I want to focus on, is this. This here versus this here.
Yeah.
Because one side is saying what? One side is saying that the boats are going to pick up the bread. The other side is saying when you throw the bread into the water, it gets like all
disintegrated.
Yeah.
Right. So then, it sounds like they're talking past each other, right? Okay.
They never tried it out.
Now let's go to okay. Now comes the part you didn't read yet. Okay, go on. Wait, hold on. What? No, Tanya Kavase. Okay, what does that mean? So there's a Brisa that supports Rabba. Okay, now watch this. Okay.
Tanya Kavase, the Rabba, Haya me halach b'midbar before Rizola Ruach.
So one Brisa supports Rabba. Why? Because the Brisa says, if I'm walking in the desert and it's Erev Pesach, what do I do with my chametz? I break it up, throw it away. And if I'm on a boat on Erev Pesach, what do I do?
Break it up.
Okay, so what do you see? You see, so one Brisa shows you afar, okay? And then the other, then the Tanakh Kavasa Rav Yosef. With your handy Avodah Zarah, right? What do you do? You
grind it up in front of the wind.
Right. Okay, 1 second. So now. All right, so is that clear? Yeah. They have a brisa that supports each side, but here's the problem. The Gemara then says, Shrika kasha the rabba, pira kasha. Now, what do you mean shrika is a kasha at each one?
Each one is a question
of
the other.
Okay, so watch. No. More than that. Watch, look. So the rabba, lo kasha. Hal liyam amelach, hal lishar naharos. What does that mean?
Was talking about
so you understand the problem?
They're on a boat on the river.
Right. In other words, you can't allow these two. You can't allow these two Brises to coexist. You can't be. You can't just walk away and say one Brisa supports one guy, one Brisa supports the other, because they have to deal with the competing Brises. You understand? If I have a position A and I bring in a proof B, right, and position C comes along, he's got proof D, right, but D and B, right, they can't exist independently of the positions. Meaning, you have to show how the other side will learn B. So how does Rabba learn the other Brisa? He says, I'll tell you, you need Shrika by Avodah Zarah, right? When you throw the Avodah Zarah to where?
To
other rivers. But you don't need Shrika by Yamamelech, okay? So the modification of Rabba will be that it's not an absolute no Shrika, it's just that I don't need Shrika when? When it's Yamamelech. Otherwise, I won't need Shrika. Okay, so that makes the Avodah Zarah much more similar to Chametz. In that sense. I'm putting this in big quotes. The exception is of not needing Shrika is when I throw it into Yam Melech. Okay.
Wait, but that would help him in Chametz.
Oh, hold on. So what? Now comes Chametz. So now, look at what it says about Yosef. This is critical. This is where you guys are going to really yell at me. So I'm really sorry about this. Okay? L'Rav Yosef Lokasha. Meaning, what do you mean Havachiti? What a Chiti? Okay, close. Ha bin Nahama. What's Nahama? You don't know what Nahama is. Okay. Look at Rashi and Chiti.
Bread?
Yeah. Meaning, when do you have to do pure or when you don't have to do pure? So watch.
Pure by bread and not by wheat.
What do you mean? But obviously not stalks of wheat. So what's Chiti? Rashi is Bechiti. Shechmitsu.
Shechmitsu by pure or Kolomar.
Shechmitsu by pure. When the Chitim already have started to ferment, right, you require pure. Kolomar. Pizur. What does Pizor mean? See, you picture the scene of I don't mean to project, but the no scene you take a loaf of bread, and what do? You break it up into little components, right? Little pieces. That's not what you do. That's not talking about bread. Rather, what do? He's saying that Pizor means to do what? To spread out. Shalo yitnem besak v'yizrkem. You don't put these fermented wheat kernels into a bag and chuck it into the river, right? Ella, you fazram up an amayim. What do you do instead? You scatter them on top of the water, right? So you call adam lulakdam me up an amayim, right? So by scattering them, what's a person not able to do?
Gather them up.
Okay.
Talking about the wheat kernels.
Right. Okay. So
wheat kernels. Wait, but here the green wheat kernels, did you have to break it up?
Right, but you're not really breaking. No, no, no. But you're not breaking them up.
You're not breaking them up. You're just scattering them individually, as opposed to.
Right. No, it's pure. Don't read pure to mean that. Okay, because what's the original? Let's just get this one definitive point out. The original way of thinking, what is, if I told you had to be mafara the actual loaf of bread, what's Pura doing then? Which means what? What are you doing then? By making it into crumbs means that it still is bread, right? But the fact is, there's a certain shear that ochal, in order to be ochal, it has to be a certain shear. So I'm making it into little crumbs, right? It's no longer ochal in the context of it being a shear of achila. Right, so So when you mafara, that's what you're destroying, okay? But now that's not how you look at mafara. What the Gemara is telling you is don't look at mafara as taking the loaf of bread and breaking up the little crumbs. What's mafara? I have a sack of fermented, well, I don't know how that works, but fermented wheat kernels, right? I don't take a bag that are filled with them and throw them into the river. Rather, what do? I disperse them over the top of the river or onto the river, okay? Interesting. So meaning that, you would have thought pure means it's an act to destroy the chefza, right? You're destroying the chefza. You're breaking this identity. Kamash Malan, there's no identity of these chitim, right? There's no one unit of chitim. They're just located in a bag. So what do I have to do by pizer? I have to separate them. Okay? Okay. So I apologize. Take a step back. In other words, if you premise that mefarz are a ruach, there's a practical consideration here. And like Rashi points out, what's the purpose of mefarer? It's ultimately to ensure that other people don't get access to this chametz. Okay, and what is mefarer doing? Mefarer takes a large piece of ochel, so to speak, and now breaks it up into small little crumbs. And each crumb doesn't really have a sheer ochel. And then after that, there's an extra requirement that a person has to sever his relationship with the object.
It's not just about sheer ochel. It's not specifically about sheer ochel.
No, that's how you ensure that no one else will find it. Because if someone else comes across a crumb. You don't want to say that doesn't bother me so much. I don't care if it's a private place. I'm saying that's the mice you have to do. That's the action you have to do. This is what is beer? This is the action of beer. The action of beer is that's the Mishnah's question. What is beer chametz? This is the action of beer chametz. Right? So what are you doing? First you have to ensure that no one else gets their hands on it. And then you have to zor the ruach. But I would argue with one thing. I would say that I think Chaim's suggesting this. I think correct me if I'm wrong, Chaim. What Chaim's saying is that but it's not that zor the ruach is a separate idea. Zor the ruach, in other words, you're right. Let's assume there was no idea pure. Let's pretend you could never break up bread into pieces. Let's pretend it existed, right? So I don't know if beer would be Zohar L'Ruach. It could be something else. I don't know. I'm saying Zohar L'Ruach makes sense in the context of I'm being Mefarer. It fits into that idea. Chaim, is that what you're saying? So there's two ways you could look at it, right? And there's a precedent for this, by the way. There's actually many other examples where halacha, where Sfaras line up, play out in such a manner. Where the question is that how do you look at the status of the object, right? Do you look at the status of the object as it is right now, or do you build into it a property of what's going to happen to it in the future? You take its ultimate end and actually build that into the identity of the object itself. That's unimportant, right? All right, but the only thing I want to add by the Avodah Zarah. Yeah. No, the only point I would add, again, this is not necessary for the sugya, but it's interesting, is the comparison of the Avodah Zarah to the chametz. I mean, there is a comparison. It's not just the halachic mechanisms, but there is something they share in common.
They're both big cards.
No, that we know.
You don't want anyone to take them.
What?
You don't want anyone to take them.
Right. So when you that's true. Okay.
Not that.
Right. But what do you gain by putting anything out of Melech?
No one.
So therefore, what? No, it's an interesting thing, but is it But I would say, a very religious person would say, "What do you mean you got to destroy the Avodah Zarah? You got to destroy it." But how is that an act of destruction by putting Yama Melech? What have you done to it now? Okay, which is what? Give me the halachic term for that. It's no longer in the realm of what? Tashmish. Okay, you removed it from Tashmish. That's what it means to putting Yama Melech. The same way by food, what destroys food? What character take out of it? What do you call it? Right, it's not edible anymore. Right, it could still be defined as. I won't call food, but as molecularly as the same substance, but you remove its edibility, right? Or, and the same thing by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is judged by Tashmish, its usage. So if I put in Yama Melech, what have I really done? I've taken out of usage. So it's still there, right? And that's considered destroyed. See, that's what's amazing about halacha. Halacha can take something like, there's a big object in Yama Melech, right? But it's considered to have the property of destroyed. Okay? That was the only other point I wanted to add. Okay. Gabriel, read the Torah.
Rehudo Omer, Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa. Rashi Posek Kivasek.
Very interesting, by the way. That in and of itself is interesting. That somehow Rashi passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it odd?
Because he's...
We have the Chachamim. No, but more than that. Yeah, that's one thing. But what about the Chachamim? Right? Usually in this situation, we pass like the Chachamim. And V'chein B'sefer Mitzvos. V'chein B'sefer Mitzvos. Okay, so you see that's a smock. So you see, the smock, I'm not sure. But you see that some Rishonim pasken like Rabbi Yehuda, right? That Gaonim pasku kachachamim, right? The Amri Mefarav Zor L'Ruach O Matal Yam, right? Keep going.
The Amri Mefarav Zor L'Ruach O Matal Yam. Perishkam before Kishayisrak Liam, Yashlichenu.
Sham Shalim. So it's clear that they hold you have to do pure before you put into the water. Okay? Now, does that mean you can't do Sreifa? According to those we showed him?
No. Yeah, you could also do Sreifa.
It would seem that way, right? Yeah. It would seem like we want to exclude the possibility of Sreifa. Okay, so the Torah goes on and says what?
Ruchen Kasav Harambam Zal Uval Ha'itor Va'av Ravin Yehuda Lo Kamar Davka V'Sreifa El Shalo V'Shas Biuro.
Okay, so what was so tricky about this is to understand what does Shas Biuro mean? Okay, so what does Shas Biuro here mean? Right, that's the problem. Okay, that's the problem in the Gemara. Now, I told you guys this in the beginning. Let's take a step back, okay? Mida Oraisa, okay? Anything before the sixth hour, right, what do I have to do? The end of the sixth hour.
Yeah.
Okay. When I say the sixth hour, I mean the end of the sixth hour. Before that period of time, right, what do I have to do? Midoraisa?
No.
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. At this point, nothing. Right? What happens if this the after the end of the 6 hour, what happens now?
Get
I have chametz. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now think about that for a second. That's obviously naturally, that's exactly what, I mean, if you want to see the most obvious example of a natural point where the chum would enter into and make a nisr derabanan, it's right over there. What are they going to, the rabbanan are going to say what? What do you have to do before? Right. That makes perfect sense. So midorabanan, I can have an idea of chametz existing prior to the end of the 6 hour, but midoraisa doesn't come into existence until after the 6 hour, after the end of the 6 hour. Mm-hmm. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. What? All right, go on.
Prefers Rashi, Shalom v'shas b'yuro hu, shas shishis, azhu davka v'strefa, v'shas b'yuro hu mikam v'ele.
Okay, so Rashi holds Shalom b'shas biro, not the hour of its burning, is the 6 hour, because az hu dafka b'strefa, then I must use strefa, uv'shas biro hu mikam elach, and shas biro is from that time on. So Rashi holds what? Rashi holds any time before the end of the 6 hour, what do I do?
Burn it.
And after the 6 hour?
Whatever you want.
Right, okay, whatever you need to do. Now, just on the surface, by the way, Rashi doesn't say much more in the Gemara, but why does that make sense? Oh, it does make sense.
It does to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the actual derisa.
More than that. I'll tell you why. No, it's very simply. Because I don't know why he'd say you can only use strafe beforehand, but I can't tell you why. But I can tell you why he's going to say you have to do hushpas afterwards. Because once that thing turns into chametz, you know what? You got to get rid of it. Who cares how you get rid of it? It's like imagine this object now turned into this piece of radioactive whatever.
Well,
right? What do you have to do? Hold on. But what I'm saying that, what he's going to say, Rashi's saying that, the logic behind Rashi is going to have to be, as soon as that hour hits, right, and now we doraisa, I have this toxic substance, hashpas v'chol davar? Okay, but then you're going to have to ask, but then why would Rabbi Yehuda say, but then according to Rashi, why would you learn that you can only use Sreifa beforehand? What kind of thing is that? Okay, now go on. Now what does Tosfos say? That's the most dangerous word in the world. And when it comes to machlokes rishonim, because it's the exact opposite. Shas biro who when? Shas shishis.
Mishamelach.
So interesting. So now according to Tosfos, right, I can get rid of chametz any way I want to before the end of the 6 hour. But once that time hits, right, what do I have to do? Sreifa, and only sreifa. Okay. All right. Stop. Okay. All right, and now, where does he get that from? So let's look at the Gemara now. Let's actually really look at the Rashi Tosfos, okay? Because the Gemara uses these terms Shas Biro and Shlo Shas Biro, and clearly Rashi and Tosfos are known as opposites, okay? So take a look at Rashi and your Beis Amabez and Psafim. So he says where it says Shlo B'Shas Biro. I'm sorry, a Masai. So when does Rabbi Yehuda say that you can only use? Beer that you only use straight for beer chametz. Shalom b'shas biro, which is when. Right, meaning when? Meaning from the beginning of the sixth to the end of the sixth.
Right.
Why? Because midoraisa shari avav b'shas biro, which is when. So now you've an iser doraisa, right? Hashbaso. Right. Remember where you got? Where did you get that from? You guys remember that?
From the Gemara.
Which Gemara?
From the Gemara.
Right, which is the first possibility. That's, which is that that's where the that's where the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda can't mean what? Sreifa and only Sreifa. Rather, what does he mean? As a paradigm. So Rashi takes that and plugs that into here, which means from Erev Pesach until the end of the sixth hour, right? What method do I use to get rid of my chametz?
Burning.
Sreifa. Can I use any other method?
No.
Odd.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I assume you could.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But when he said Sreifa's ideal, it's beforehand.
No. He holds Sreifa.
Ah.
He does. And then...
Wait, when Rabbi Yehuda said Sreifa here...
Right, but
Shalom b'shas biro v'sheish v'shas biro mikavela. Uvarif hoil b'shas biro hash bustaso the whole davar yamsin ad sheva.
Good. The kashla reina tam.
Kashla reina tam hechi yamsin ad sheva leguro.
Right. V'ha askinan leel.
Askinan leel. The gazer bihud b'shas isura livdok.
Livdok. Right.
Doma asi lemichol mine.
Right. He might eat from it. The ode. Right, v'od.
V'od, v'nosar yalif v'rehuda, d'chomet v'strefa v'nosar amar isuro.
No, achar isuro, ton strefa. V'kumochei chomets. Right? Okay, so he has all these kashas against Rashi. Now, here's the key thing. V'farj v'in
atam. D'shelo b'shas b'uro hayinu achar.
So, lo shas b'uro is after six. Now, why?
Sharov ha'ola mevarin
b'sheish. K'tigun chachamim. Is that a funny reason, by the way? I don't know if you picked up on that. It's very funny. I don't know if you know, I mean,
popular.
Right, it is. Tosus is saying that, I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't believe in the logic of his position. He just kind of adds that one point, which is that what do most people do during that 6 hour, meaning before the end of the 6 hour? What are they doing?
That's
right. No, you said they're destroying their chametz, right? They're destroying their chametz. That's when they do it, right? Does it keep going? Right. About b'shas b'yuro. Elamid rabbanan. Hashbasas of chol davar. Right. So in the rabbanan time zone, why would you ever limit it to just Sreifa? I do whatever I want. Just get rid of it. Okay. So we have a very interesting machlokas here, and it's not just an interesting machlokas in and of itself, but it's opposite positions. That's very difficult. Very, very, very difficult. Did you guys find this yet?